It's time to start your day with the First Cup Morning Show.
Serving up a warm cup of good news, positivity, and uplifting messages.
And now, here's your host, my dad, Joshua Kangley.
Good morning and welcome to the First Cup Morning Show. I'm your host, Joshua Kangley. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning as we get up, get out there, make this day happen and get things done today. I want to open the show with some words by Benjamin Franklin when he said this: without freedom of thought, there can be no such thing as wisdom and no such thing as public liberty without freedom of speech, which is the right of every man, as far as by it he does not hurt or control the right of another. And this is the only check it ought to suffer, and the only bounds it ought to know. Whoever would throw the liberty of a nation must begin by subduing the freedom of speech, a thing terrible to traitors. Well, good morning. Today is March 13th, 2024. And today is National Canine Veterans Day, a day where we recognize the dedicated canine units who served since World War II. Today is also National Good Samaritan Day. This day recognizes the unselfish actions of those who provide help when needed, celebrating kindness in all forms. All right, we have some good news for you today. Before we get there, just a reminder, you can head to guidinglights.org for more good news, more positivity, and more uplifting messages. That's guidinglights.org. Time now for some animal fun facts.
Today's animal is the polar cod. Did you know? Polar cod is a relative of the Atlantic cod, which is widely eaten by humans as fish and chips.
Did you know polar cod are found farther north than any other fish in the Arctic seas off of Russia, Alaska, Canada, and Greenland?
And now, on to the good news of today. And I'm reading today's good news from the Good News Network website, and it's an article by Andy Corbley. Eddie Van Halen's son donates $100,000 to Kickstart charity that funds school instrument purchases. Through a charity supported by his father, Wolfgang Van Halen has donated $100,000 to launch a special program to support public schools to acquire instruments for their music programs. For decades, budgetary debate has remained heated about the importance, or lack of music programs in public schools. And Mr. Van Halen is stepping in to ensure educators who believe in the power of music to enrich educational experience have the resources to offer it to their students. Working with the Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation, or MHOF, Van Halen has launched the Adopt a School campaign, which connects qualifying schools across the nation in need of musical instruments with donors interested in supporting music education within a community of their choice. Wolfgang Van Halen said, "Music has been a huge part of my life, and it is our family's great pleasure to help support music education programs and bring the gift of music to students across the country. Music education has proven to be a huge contributor toward a student's success in school and in life. Some studies have shown that music classes promote academic excellence and other positive outcomes in school. Despite this, music is famously the first program to get crushed under the weight of school district budgetary constraints. Our mission is to make sure there is an instrument in the hands of every student who needs and wants one. By increasing schools' inventories of quality, playable instruments, music teachers will have the tools they need to deliver a quality music education to students who want to learn," said MHOF CEO Tricia Williams. Eddie Van Halen, the virtuoso guitar player from the band Van Halen, was a devoted supporter of MHOF, and the charity work he began is carried on by his son, Wolfgang, whose $100,000 donation will kickstart the Adopt a School campaign in 100 schools nationwide. Well, that's the good news of the day. And just remember, the news isn't all bad. There's some good stuff happening all around us each and every day. It's important to celebrate it and make some good news of your own. If you do have some good news you'd like to share, email me at admin@guidinglights.org. That's admin@guidinglights.org. I want to say thank you again for tuning in today. Have a great day, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning with some more good news for you.